This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast. WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bicardo's jeweler watch tells me it's 10:10. Wait a minute. 10:11 on the nose here in the great Northeast. This beautiful Monday, September 22nd, year of our Lord 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. And it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and his great companies, including Eastern Roofing Systems and Jessup, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we've lost, but celebrate today. Like Bob Jennings, Honesdale, Peter Cunningham, Einan, Bruce Bisland, West Scranton, Donald Colina, Courtdale, James Mack, Dunmore, Louis Leterio, Dunmore. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, somebody texted in, why would you call the mayor of Chicago insane or left-wing lunatics? Don't you understand the meaning of the words? I understand it very well. And I'm going to read the meaning of insanity to you. But they asked, don't you understand the destructive nature of using these words? Do you understand the destructive nature of not using these words? And the listener continues, with all political violence, this can't be your answer. Make a change, I beg of you. So you're asking me to pretend someone on the left, like the mayor of Chicago, is normal. You're asking me to do that. In the name of what? I'm not calling for violence against him. I'm calling for votes against him. He's sick. Here's the definition of insane. In a state of mind which prevents normal perception, behavior, or social interaction. The second meaning is shocking or outrageous. Please tell me where the mayor of Chicago, the governor of Illinois, the governor of New York, all the leaders, the Democrat leaders of the House and Senate, the squad, tell me where they don't meet up with that word. And if I could say worse words, I would. You can't cuss on the radio, at least not for long. I don't understand. I'm going to repeat it again. The definition of insane. And then I want to know where that word falls short in describing Democrat politicians, in this case, the mayor of Chicago. In a state of mind which prevents normal perception, behavior, or social interaction. I actually look up words that I use. If you tell me where I'm wrong, and I will listen. I doubt I will find that you're correct. And we do not call for any violence on this show. We are against any violence. I'm pointing out, again, they're incapable of listening. These lefties. I'm pointing out that there was no violence after the assassination of Charlie Kirk. But after the assassination of a career criminal in the midst of a crime who died because of fentanyl overdose, the political coroner and powers that be in that left-wing city of Minneapolis lied to pretend it was what Chauvin did that killed him. What Chauvin did was stupid, but it was protocol. So I really don't know what you're talking about. Wow. Hey, it's Monday. And I've spent enough of his time. And he can't say hello in 3 minutes. It's our man, John Perillo. Monday Musings. How are you, John?
I'm not as amused as you are, so.
Oh, amazing. No,
it's been a crazy couple of news weeks, and I did want to go back to some other things, because there are other things going on in the news, and I wanted to take a quick look back at something I'd said earlier about us being the largest market in the world, but even that has its limitations. And if you remember the Vlasic pickle example I had a couple of weeks back, Vlasic signed a deal with Walmart, which was the largest retailer in the U.S., which is the largest market in the world, and it eventually bankrupted them. And said, well, the current administration has used our markets as a cudgel to influence our adversaries and our allies. And that's all good and fine. It's a very big stick. And some people sometimes need a whack on the head on occasion. But I pointed out that it's important to remember that, as Kissinger reminds us, countries will act to reduce uncertainty, and our ability to influence them is not static. So our lever this week isn't the same as our lever next week, because countries will work for security no matter where that comes from. And that means that alliances can and do shift. And along those lines, there's a recent story that didn't get any attention, but it's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. India just announced that it would attend and participate with Russia and Belarus in joint military exercises. Now, the participation is small, and you could probably and probably should call it symbolic, but symbols matter. And it was a symbol that was clearly intended for the U.S. So I'm going to give you another sea story, like Vlasic pickles. The sea story is something we Navy folks refer to as illustrative story. I was working for GE back when GE was one of the largest companies in the world. And, they made Walmart look small by comparison. And I was in charge of some transportation negotiations. And FedEx was there. And FedEx wasn't my direct responsibility, but there were many millions of dollars at stake. And we were pushing FedEx very hard to reduce their rates, because we use them a lot. And things got a bit heated, as typically happens in GE negotiations. So we call for a break. And when we come back in the room, in the middle of the conference room table, there was a model of the FedEx cargo plane with what were obviously hastily applied GE meatballs. That's the GE logo in the circle, on the model's engine covers. So, okay, point taken. We took what we had and we walked away, because I'm glad I didn't have to report back to Jack Welch, who was the CEO at the time, that I've been responsible for losing the GE jet engine account with FedEx. It's just an example of what I'm talking about. No matter how big you are, there are limits to your negotiating leverage. So India should be a natural ally of the U.S. They have been in a border conflict with China for decades. But when we threaten them economically, they're just reminding us that they have options too. And they also just postponed indefinitely some U.S. Joint military exercises as well. So all of this after we announced 50% tariffs on them, which are higher than the tariffs that we have on China, with a mutual adversary. India and China don't get along either, right? Now, again, those tariffs certainly hurt India far more than they hurt us. But India needs energy, and they're signaling that they will act in their own interest, which is entirely reasonable and to be expected. And again, I'm not saying what we sure shouldn't do, but I am saying it's important to remember what Kissinger said and to be careful about how we play our cards, right? And the other news story that I think, you know, kind of got overwhelmed in all the other excitement that happened was the Israeli strike on Qatar, which is now a couple of weeks ago. And it got, and you know, the news of that attack was pretty superficial, at least what I heard. And I wanted to dig a bit deeper into that because, you know, since it's Monday Musings, it represents a philosophical issue that we need to understand better. And to summarize, the strike in Qatar happened a bit over a week after the Israeli Air Force cut the head off the Yemeni Houthi leadership in Yemen. So just like it did with Hezbollah in their pager and radio attack about a year ago, in this latest attack, it looks like the Israelis took out most of Hamas's leadership abroad. And what got the usual suspects all excited about the attack was that it was, even though it was against Hamas leadership, it took place inside Doha, Qatar. And, you know, it just reminds you of like Willie Sutton said, the famous bank robber said about robbing banks. He did that because that's where the money was, right? And Israel struck a sovereign country, one that claims to be an ally of the U.S., because that's where Hamas was. And remember that Qatar had pledged to kick Hamas out of their country back in November of 2024. So once again, I find myself siding with the Israelis. And it was this Hamas leadership living in luxury in Qatar that was directly responsible for the attacks on Israel and on 10/7. And well, those who the Israelis haven't already sent off to paradise, that, you know, the Israelis have killed a bunch already. And I want to go back to the concept of proportionality, which is generally misunderstood, and I've never seen it correctly reported in the press. But what it means is that you can take an action if the intended result is proportional to the potential damage caused. So you can't level a mosque, let's just say that as an example, to kill a single sniper that's holed up in there, since you can just move your people out of the line of fire of that single sniper. But you can blow up the same mosque and the entire surrounding neighborhood, if necessary, to take out a bunch of missiles that are getting ready to be launched against you or your country if they're hidden in that same mosque, right? So the issue is not the amount of destruction that you cause, but the military value of your intended target. And I bring that up because there have been some complaints that the attack in Qatar wasn't justified. And just so that you can draw your own conclusions, here's a list of the targets that were killed in Qatar. Nizar Awala, who is a U.S.-branded special designated global terrorist. He's also the guy who negotiated the prisoner exchanges in the past and created those spectacles of switching bodies and all that. There was Mohammed Darwish, who was the head of Hamas's Shura Council and was probably the next in line for Hamas's political bureau. There was Zahar Jabarin, who is Hamas's economic brain, and he's the guy who arranged all that global financing for Hamas's terror attacks. And there was Khalid Mashahal, who is Hamas's leader abroad, who, by the way, is under indictment in the United States for his involvement in the, quote, decades-long campaign, unquote, of terrorism that has claimed hundreds of lives, including American citizens. And again, we don't know for certain if they got them all, but that's a significant number of really bad people. So when people talk about proportionality, I need you to kind of keep those people in mind.
I think, you know, it's so important, is right, because I did not know the results. You know, I follow the news as much as anybody, and until today, I didn't know the specific results of what happened. And that's amazing.
It is absolutely very serious and very amazing. And I understand some of the administration's frustration was that they were notified while the strikes were, quote, being launched, while they were being launched, which means that we didn't have any operational knowledge of the strike. And it also likely means that they didn't want us to tip anybody off, yeah. And why they felt that necessary is a topic for another time. But it is important to know that Netanyahu was very clear that, in his words, the operation was a wholly independent Israeli operation. And he said that to help the U.S. keep its distance, which, it would, you know, it was pretty extraordinary and a good move on his part. And of course, we can almost perfectly predict the actions. Most of the EU has condemned it. Most of the U.S. news is upset because the ceasefire negotiations that haven't been going anywhere might, you know, not go anywhere. And then there was lots of comments from the usual sources. And the ones that were most interesting to me were the comments that it was, quote, counterproductive to the global, to the goal of ending the war. Well, about that, most people who talk about ending the war really don't want to end it. What they want is a cessation of current hostilities, which is not the end of any war. The entire openly stated purpose of Hamas, the very reason for its existence, is to wage war against the existence of Israel. It's not just their stated purpose. It's how they raise money. It's how they recruit the people who committed the attacks on 10/7. It's how they justify the way they use the residents of Gaza as human shields. Their whole purpose is to destroy Israel. And again, once again, folks, there's nothing to negotiate with them. And fortunately, the current Israeli leadership understands that. And because it's Monday Musings, the philosophical issue for us here to understand is that for some reason, we in the West have trouble understanding what victory in war actually means. Yeah. And this is actually a relatively new development for Western civilization, right? But it's dangerous, right? Victory does not mean that nobody's shooting at you. Yeah. You can accomplish that just by surrendering, right? Victory means that your enemy abandons their efforts to destroy you. And to do that, you have to convince them that the cost of their aggression far exceeds any potential benefit. And we in the West seem to have trouble, with even conceiving of the idea of victory. And the good news for us in the U.S. is that the Israelis still can. And I think that there is a bunch that we can and should learn from the Israeli response, especially after watching Putin, his latest Article 5 violations in both Poland and Estonia's airspace. The choice is victory or surrender, right? We need to understand that. When you're up against people who want to kill you, there isn't a lot to negotiate. And anyway, I know we've had a busy couple of weeks, and I don't want to detract anything from the important understanding of Charlie Kirk's life and his extraordinary wife and her speech. But there are other things going on. I just want to bring us back to that just for a little bit.
We can reflect. We're not going anywhere on the Charlie Kirk issue. So if you want to do it in a future Monday Musings with some retrospect, we'll do it that way. Not a problem.
You got it, Bob.
Appreciate it. John Perillo.
Thank you.
Monday Musings. It's the Bob Cordaro Show. We'll return.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by John Basiliga and his incredible companies, including Eastern Roofing Systems, one of the largest and without doubt the best commercial industrial roofers in Eastern United States. And guess what? They could bring all of that expertise to your home here in Northeast Pennsylvania. Eastern Roofing Systems, Jessup. Bruce Bisland, a proud Marine and beloved son of West Scranton. He passed away at age 78, September 15th. He was born in Archbald and grew up with a strong sense of duty and resilience. He answered the call to serve his country as a United States Marine, completing a tour in Vietnam that shaped his character and deepened his appreciation for life's quiet moments. He was also a graduate of Lackawanna College. Bruce found purpose in the kitchen, where he became known for his skills as a cook and his gift for bringing people together. He survived by his cherished wife, Eileen, whose partnership with Bruce was rooted in devotion, humor, and shared strength. They had three daughters who survived as well, three grandsons, and many other family members. Bruce Bisland. Donald Quilina. He was 78 when we lost him September 16th. He was from Courtdale. A graduate at Edwardsville High School, he proudly served us in the United States Army. Following military service, he worked as a welder for Intermetro Industries for more than 38 years. He was a member of the Holy Family Parish in Luzerne. Don was known for his love of the outdoors. And he cherished his time in the cabin up the country in Camptown, PA. He loved to read, particularly about World War II and Vietnam. Sadly, tragically, predeceased by an infant grandson and granddaughter. August 16, 1969, Don married his sweetheart, the former Natalie Miller. They shared 56 years of devoted marriage. He survived by two sons, a granddaughter and a grandson, as well as other family members. Donald Quilina. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by Eastern Roofing Systems, Jessup, PA, and our man John Basiliga. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from our friend meteorologist Joe Snedeker. He says today will be partly sunny with a chance of a late day shower, 77 degrees, 64 outside the studios as I speak. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 60. Tuesday, morning sun, then cloudy with on and off afternoon showers and thunderstorms. That's Tuesday, 75. Wednesday, clouds and breaks of sun with a chance of a shower, 75 degrees.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
The Supremes. Murph says they recorded their hit, I Hear a Symphony, this date, 1965. President Trump and Elon Musk had a handshake and an interaction at the, we don't know if it's rapprochement or if it's more or less or whatever it is, at the Charlie Kirk service out in Phoenix. In the end, much more in common than... they have in separate, and I will tell you this. Without Elon Musk and his band of geniuses, without the efforts of Doge, which capsulized the establishment and the left and their union, wasting our money in places like Harrisburg, Scranton, and of course Washington, D.C., on their friends. They uncovered it. They tore the lid off. Huge job that Elon Musk did. He's got to be on our side. Couldn't thank him enough. He says, hey, Bobby, great show as always. Listening on the Odyssey app, so I'm a little behind, but you're talking about the comparison of Charlie Kirk to George Floyd. It's not even a close comparison of the true comparison would be Charlie Kirk, Martin Luther King Jr., more appropriate. George Floyd was a drug addict, garbage human being who even put a gun up to a pregnant woman's belly. And the reason he died was he swallowed a handful of fentanyl and overdosed. The police officer, Derek Chauvin, maybe deserved punishment, but not what he got. That's Scott the Slabjacker. Yeah, it's something. Somebody pointed out President Bill Clinton forced to come to the center and won re-election in 1996. History shows us the Democrat will only change if you vote them all out of office like the 1994 midterms when they lost the Senate and the House. I agree. It needs to be done that way. It has to happen. We've got to get these people out of the way. Somebody pointing this out. And again, I want to read the definition of insanity. Our listener points out the mayor of Chicago over 600 homicides last year and says we don't need any help from the federal government. This is an acceptable number of deaths at this time and needs not to be addressed. Bob, this man is insane. He is insane by definition. In a state of mind which prevents normal perception, behavior, or social interaction. Yeah. But see, that's one of the reasons the Democrats, the left, wants to change, like say that nothing or everything is normal. Well, no, it's not. Sorry. And we won't let it happen that way. We won't let things be characterized that way. We will not let insanity be characterized as normality. Won't do it. And more truth that they'll call hate speech. Bill from Pittston, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I was just thinking of George Floyd had stayed in his room that day. Nobody even know who the hell he was. He just would have died.
Yeah, well, I don't think he would have shoved the fentanyl down his throat unless he was in the getting caught by the cops. So he probably would have lived.
True.
He would have lived.
Well,
more likely than not. Now, look, it's a human being. It was a tragedy. But then what they turned that fake tragedy into, it's a disgrace. And I am beyond proud of the supporters of Charlie Kirk, conservatives, religious, all that, to react the way they have.
Absolutely. Tucker Carlson gave an excellent sermon on forgiveness from the Lord's Prayer, and I mean, spot on. And the thing is, this whole funeral for Charlie Kirk, like you said, is such a positive thing, but it's a stroke of genius with the Republicans, too. Because they're combining it with a political push and campaign for the 2026 elections, because it's such a startling contrast with the Democrats like Crockett dismissing that poor woman who lost her daughter to an illegal alien, dismissing the dead girl as a piece of trash. And the Democrats continually show their inhumanity and their stupidity. And then compared to what the Republicans and the conservatives saying about Charlie Kirk and talking about forgiveness, it's such a startling contrast. This is a great way to promote Republican values for the 2026 election.
Well, it's insanity versus normal. That's another one. Crockett, I could go through the list of Democrat leaders. They're insane. They're literally insane by the textbook definition. Not by my rendering. Period. And she certainly fits into the category. She actually said that law enforcement is not intended to prevent crime. I mean, how can someone be that insane? And not be put in an institution.
Yeah, I was at the Greg Gutfeld performance on Saturday night, and he blames the media. He says the media is dead, and they're the ones that are defining or trying to redefine what insanity is. They're trying to tell us insanity is what is the norm. And he said, nobody cares. The media is officially dead. And I couldn't agree 100. I agree 100%.
Yep.
I hate the media.
Well, and look at the lack of self-awareness is also part of the leftism. A critical part, because they don't self-reflect. Well, is this wrong? Is this right? Am I lying? They don't even bother to reflect. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. We're going to take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK, will return. Hadn't heard that song in a long time. B.W. Stevenson, this date 1973. Moving up the charts, Murph says. With his hit, My Maria. A good, happy song, isn't it? Bob Carr back with you on WILK. Mother Teresa, St. Teresa, for September 22nd. She said, joy is very infectious. We will never know just how much good a simple smile can do. Be faithful in little things. Smile at the people who cross your path. You have a beautiful smile. Don't waste it. Live beautifully. Smile at life. Smile everywhere you go. Smile at everyone you meet. Mother Teresa, St. Teresa for today. How beautiful and how important. You never know what that smile could do for someone. You really don't. Hey, our friend Gary texts me, says, food for thought. Now, he lives in the Hazleton area. And he owns two houses in Stockton where the British-owned Atlantic Carbon is headquartered. We were talking about that with Joe from Berwick. It says, to correct Joe on a few facts, Atlantic Carbon owns a second active mine operation in Jeansville, PA, over the Stockton Mountains South. And they acquired mining property of the Hazleton Shaft, all active coal mining operations. Gary continues, he said the show historian, David DeCosmo, was off a bit as well. During the election, the company sported a huge banner on one of their buildings in Stockton with the words, Trump digs coal. And then he concludes, the Latimer Mine Massacre Memorial is in the town of Latimer at the intersection of Main Street and Quality Road. Thank you so much. So much. Good stuff. Eckley Village, of course, where they followed the Molly Maguires. Yeah, a lot of information there. The regional butcher shop that Joe was looking for is Fierro's Food Market, located in Latimer. They made their homemade hot dogs with cheese and peppers, sold out immediately and to die for, so to speak. And he says the last he heard that the Sfiero's Food Market is open one day a week on Fridays, and they order and pickups only on limited hours. Fascinating. And finally, Gary's giving us more information we ever wanted to know, but it's great stuff. Celebrity claims of fame for Latimer. It's the birthplace of Ukrainian descent, Vladimir Polunyuk, better known as Jack Palance. Winner of the 1992 Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for his role in City Slickers. I got to meet Jack Palance once. It was a thrill. Thank you, Gary. That's all great stuff. Hey, one other item of note. So I got I don't understand why. It sort of comes under a different name. Chris Kelly. The aforementioned Chris Kelly, the left-wing lunatic columnist who we're praying recovers from his illness. Mental illness is what I mean. He says, Bob, I didn't have your email, so I'm replying to an old message. I copied Nancy to make sure you get it. Several people reached out to let me know you were ranting about me again. I'm mentally ill. I should be fired. You're an embarrassment to journalism. And he says, apparently this latest tantrum was triggered by my Charlie Kirk column. Now, he said, this is the childishness of a leftist. I've never heard your show and forget you have one unless I'm reminded. Am I supposed to, is my ego supposed to be bruised by this? He says, but this latest tantrum gave me an idea. Why don't you invite me on your show and you could dress me down face to face? That way I can respond in real time for your tens of listeners to hear. Now, I wrote back this. I said, I will consider that. My problem with you personally, however, I responded, besides your basic dishonesty, is that you failed to respond when I asked to have you and or family members of a tribute to a guy named Ray Plevyak. I told you, he writes when he's not on politics and when he doesn't slide into his TDS and his mental illness, he could write a decent column. It was about Ray Plevyak. I wanted to do a veterans tribute, and he ignored my email. So I told him that you didn't bother to return my email regarding this was beyond disappointing. I'll consider your offer if I can find some value in it, and I mean that. Like you said, well, okay, we're going to put a mental patient on the air, or someone who should be. What value can be gleaned from this effort? And by the way, Chris, you could call in anytime on your own. Anytime. And we'll see how it goes. I to set it up and to give insanity a level playing field, I've got to actually consider, well, what is this, what value is there? I don't know. I really don't know. And your columns are full of bile. They're full of lies. That you stretch to attack anywhere you can. The column on Charlie Kirk was disgusting and despicable. And so now we give a platform to that. By the way, a bigger platform than you have. I'll think. I've got to think about it. And it's like, look, I control the show. It's not we care about or worried about things like, he might say, well, no. I'm not worried about it one bit. Not one bit. I'm just saying, hey, is there any value in it? We'll see. I've got something to think about, though. Bob Cadaro, WILK, we will return.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.